Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Of course, it is time for your listener questions because we have made it to the midweek. Pam and Ricky join me today and we get some great questions. We're all over the place. Len out in Maryland asks about his upcoming Disneyland trip here in less than a week. And he wants to avoid the crowds in the evenings in the parks, but he wants to see the nighttime spectaculars. And he's asking about those private viewing areas, things like World of Color and Fantasmic. Are they worth it? How do they work? Pam gives some great ideas there. We also give some strategies for a family that's headed to Walt Disney World here over spring break. They're staying at the Polynesian, and this dad knows his kids don't want to get up super early to get to the parks, but we talk about maybe coming up with a compromise to avoid the crowds at the Magic Kingdom. And we also get a Hall of Fame question. I'm calling it that. From Ashley in Alaska about H2O Glow Nights coming to Typhoon Lagoon this summer, because she just has so many great questions that we all wonder about, and you're going to love this question. This and much more coming your way on today's show, so strap in. It's a fun one today. As always, don't forget our show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We are busy booking cruises for folks for the summer of 2025 right now. If you'd like to sail the Disney Cruise Line, we are there to give you a great onboard credit. Costs exactly the same as booking directly with Disney Cruise Line. So check out all the details right now over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click supports everything we do throughout the year. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you so very much to our Patreon All-Stars. You guys make all these shows possible. So again, thank you so much for that. You can support us as well, starting at just $5 per month, and you'll get a bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. We talked ice cream this week. So come on over, support us, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2455 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you're having a great week. Thanks so much for joining us for yet another listener question show here as we record on our 16th birthday. That's right. We've got that driver's permit. We're exchanging it here in the state of Missouri. You can trade that in now for an actual real driver's license. You can get out there and drive without your parents at this point. You can do whatever you want. And well, I don't think you can take a carload of kids. In Missouri, you can drive on your own at 16. But I think you're only allowed to have one other person that is not an adult in the car for a little while. Even though somebody in this house has broken that rule more than once, I believe. So if the Missouri Highway Patrol is listening, I plead the fifth. But we are going to answer your listener questions today and have a great time celebrating 16 years of the BOGP. And joining me, we have the OG crew. It's the only way to do that. And because Scotty G is packing his bags to get down to Coronado Springs, first of all, we have Ricky. She's from themouseforless.com. And she thought, you know what? We've been doing this so long. I had a blog. Then I said, nah, blogs are so dumb. I'm just going to let that thing just, I'm done with it. And then she said, we've been doing it so long. I'm bringing that sucker back. A DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. What's up, Ricky?
Yes, it's back. And it's the spot for all the news that you want without the clickbait that you don't want. So that's the fun of my site again. But having a good time getting all the news updates and everything like that. And there's been a lot of stuff going on. I mean, for goodness sakes, Patrick Warburton came back and like surprised people at Soarin'. What is going on? That's so crazy. So
we talked about that on the live call-in show Sunday night. It'll repeat tomorrow on the feed. So if you missed that, that's pretty awesome. Welcome to Soarin'. I mean, how cool is that? All of a sudden, boom. And okay, here's the deal. Okay, here Scott and I talked about this with our callers. I was totally loving this, right? Scott says, totally staged. Those people were all cast members, relatives. It was all set up. I'm like, Scott, why are you taking this away from me? It was legit. It was just regular people at like 3:12 in the afternoon. He's like, nope, sucker. That was all staged. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Scott. Oh, I'm pretty sure it was staged. It would be great if it was, totally a random, surprise thing. But that definitely looked relatively staged. So because that, you had like, come on, they had camera crews there and everything. Like, you knew something was going on at that point, even if you weren't like a cast member or a family member or whatever. Like, you knew something was going on. There's no way. It was totally staged, but it's still cool.
Sometimes cameras follow me around, but it's usually my own iPhone. I'm taking selfies.
It's not your floating orb, Mike. Okay.
Shout out Henry. Henry, yes. Back in the day from Beta Mouse. Yeah. There we go. Speaking of the old days. All right. And Dr. Kai's like, yes, this show is awesome today. I got to put his background loop in to give him like the trifecta, because he sent me, shout out Dr. Kai, he sent me eclipse viewing glasses for the family. So we will after April, we'll still be able to see, because I will not buy the cheap ones at a gas station. Shout out
Dr.
Kai.
There you go. Good for you.
I love Dr. Kai. And so my wife and Mallory only use these. Do not let anybody else give you some, because I trust Dr. Kai. I don't trust what you're going to get up on Highway 94 at the QT.
Facts.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, happy 16. Who'd have thought? What's going on?
16. I love the being 16 again. I'll take that. Well, only for a little period of time, I guess, right. I will say. Like, there were advantages in being 16. There are a lot more advantages of being the age I am.
True that.
Yes.
True that. So I got to ask you something. Speaking of that, Patrick Warburton, because I didn't watch any of his shows. The only thing I know him from is Soarin. The one thing we came to the conclusion of with that video, which I thought was incredible. Like, I love that Disney did something like that. It's so simple, but it was so great. Yes. But the one thing, one word, Pam, that we came to, old. Like, it makes it,
oh my God, yes,
it makes us all kind of feel old. He looked, I mean, I look old, like, compared to what we 16 years ago. I looked like a kid doing this compared to what I look like now, so I get it.
I know. And Oof. Then when you think about when he recorded the original video for that, and at that point in time, it was just such it was just so different. So I think that we have to give Patrick a little bit of grace here.
I agree.
We put our pictures up against, we may be looking a little different. It does make you feel that way for sure.
So true. I put this digital frame here. It's hanging on the wall right now. I'm looking. It's a shot because it changes every 5 seconds. I love this. It's got 2,500 shots in the history of the podcast. Right, the one that was up just now was Scott and I in a Publix getting a pub sub. Some of them are from when the show started way back in the day. And the biggest thing when I was putting these on my frame, I kept telling my wife, God, we looked young when this show started, which means we don't look so young right now. But yeah, it's been a journey, and it's awesome. I mean,
I don't know what you're talking about. I look the exact same. It's fine.
I don't, man. I used to have, didn't wear glasses. I didn't have all these wrinkles. I mean, everybody says I walk like a 90-year-old guy because of all the running. I'm a mess. I get it. I'm tore up from the floor up. So anyway, thanks for being with us, and we're glad you're here. So let's get to the first question. Len is here, and he says, what are your opinions on using dining packages for Disneyland nighttime shows? I'm a little freaked out by being packed into crowds and thought this may be a way to avoid that a little. I'm definitely considering Blue Bayou Fantasmic dining package since we wanted to eat at Blue Bayou anyway. Pam, you are a fan of the Disneyland packages for the evening expects.
Yeah, I truly wish that they had them for the fireworks, like, and there was a special viewing area for the fireworks. Like, that would be awesome too. I would do them all. So I really enjoy the World of Color one. You actually get seats with that. You look online, they have really nice pictures of them, of the, what you get with that. It's like some cheese and cookies and fruit and all kinds of stuff. So check that one out. The Fantasmic one typically has one where you can eat either at a table service location, or you can grab something from a quick service location like the Hungry Bear or something, and you'll be able to sit in that as well. If there's two showings of Fantasmic and you're going to see the late one, I typically don't do that one as often. But you always can. If you were going to eat there anyways, and you just, this is a way for you to just take advantage of that, it's not a bad thing. Then the other thing that, you know, I think is really important when considering this is that when you're trying to see the fireworks and Fantasmic, are you going to be able to do them both? Because there's sort of, there are times when you're like in one location thinking you're going to like squeeze over to the other location. And I will say those walkways get really, really congested. So if you have separate nights to do each of them, then absolutely consider that. Otherwise, I think you need to just keep things loose and keep the schedule a little loose. But World of Color, we almost always do that just because I like having the seat and I like where you sit for that.
So let me ask you about a restaurant that I kind of found, actually Scott found it. We were out there for the half marathon in January. That was a sleeper hit for me. I think it was Cafe Orleans in New Orleans Square there, right by where they do Fantasmic. And
yes,
a couple of reasons why I really liked it. One is that you could get a walk-up reservation, and it was a sit-down restaurant, right? So, and in New Orleans Square rocks. Because, I mean, we don't have that at World. Like, I love that area.
I know.
I just love that area. So, also, you have to be like in the close proximity with the app, right? So you just walk by and it shows you the availability and you just join the walk-up queue. And so it says, okay, so stay close and we'll let you know when your table's ready. So we got right in. But here's the thing. When we were out there, Blue Bayou was under refurbishment. So you couldn't get in Blue Bayou, which was a bummer because I love that place. But guess what we had? It was our last meal at Disneyland. We had Monte Cristos and Hurricanes.
Exactly.
Oh, that's what I have at Blue Bayou. That's my go-to meal. And I got it right there. It was awesome. So, yeah.
I know.
Don't discount that restaurant.
I know. I agree. I think that people go to Blue Bayou and, you know, the thing that you overwhelmingly hear to order is the Monte Cristo. Again and again, people will say, you know, get that. So the fact that it's available at Cafe Orleans, I think, is, you know, nice to see. Plus, you can get the mint julep and all those things that it's so famous for. I will say I was more of a fan of that restaurant when it had the old menu. They used to have crepes. They had savory crepes. They had like a chicken and mushroom and a few other things. It was actually really good and really unique, but I completely understand it. You know, looking forward to other options that will be, you know, open soon at Disneyland for sure.
And we just got the news that they're adding two new retail locations to Critter Country back there with tying in with Tiana's Bayou Adventure. We just got that news this week. Exciting time.
It would be exciting to see this whole area because I really feel like now it's going to sort of extend that area where that is. That it used to sort of feel once they made the sort of switch on a few things, it made that area, they took away Country Bears. And of course they put in, you know, some other locations there. They put in Pooh and whatnot. It just felt like it almost didn't fit. Right. But now I just feel like that New Orleans Square is going to sort of sweep into that area and be kind of interesting to see that. So,
and those cookies at Harbor Galley are all the hotness lately.
I know. Yes. They're chocolate chip cookies. I'm like, you know, I mean, it's fine. A warm chocolate chip cookie is
there's
fine.
Wrong, but yeah. There's nothing wrong with a hot chocolate chip cookie. And the thing
I
was,
agree,
like,
but
I was
I'm
there.
Not standing in line.
I was there before, like they were like right when they were getting popular in January. And I should have gotten them because like I saw somebody in front of me with chocolate. I'm like, dude, they got chocolate chip cookies in a baggie. I'm like, what? I need those. And then I'm like, I don't need them. Because there's beignets right across the street.
Right.
There's so many good snacks at Disneyland. For the love of God. I'm like, it's a chocolate chip cookie. I get those all the time. But now, like, I mean, I've seen these lines. I'm like, they must have something.
I know.
They must have some
again,
kind of pixie dust.
I feel like this is something I could just say, like, this is something that I can do at home just as well as what's going to happen.
Yes, and I do at home just as well. But okay. Yeah.
But we buy like the thing of chocolate chip cookie dough. Sometimes it's like in the refrigerator, and then I make it into balls and then put a bag of it in the refrigerator. So if we just want like 4 cookies, nice. I can take that, pop it on, and do it. And of course, we eat them
immediately, right? Yeah, yes, exactly.
Because that's the correct way to eat them.
And underbaked. Gotta have them underbaked so that they're just gooey and
Mm-hmm. I know. So I like chocolate chip cookies. I'm not waiting 45 minutes for chocolate chip cookies.
No, when I can make them and have them at home in 10 minutes.
No, the worst problem is Mallory, when she has a friend over, she gets that like Target. They buy the cookie dough where you just break and bake, right? And she just leaves it in the fridge. So like in the middle of the night, I just rip off a piece and just eat it raw. Because I mean, it says safe to eat raw. So I just forget the whole bacon stuff. Why even mess with that? I just eat a cookie. I don't even cook it.
Anyway. All cookie dough is available to eat raw in my house.
Sitting there,
no one has ever gotten sick from it. So.
I just had a cookie.
Didn't email me and tell me that your friend or your cousin or whatever. I get it. Some people do. We live dangerously here, so.
Whatever. All right, William's got a question. Hey, BOGP crew, I need some help. My family, it's his wife, 9-year-old son, 5-year-old girl, and I are heading back to Walt Disney World April 1st through the 9th. They're doing a split stay at the Polynesian. They have a water view for the first 4 nights, club-level theme park view for the second 4 nights. So they're doing it right. Our last trip, June of 2023, the crowds weren't too bad. We tried to get up and get out for 9 a.m. park openings, but despite my efforts, we generally didn't get out of the room till 9:30 to 10. Our plan to deal with the crowds was get up early and go. Get to the parks for early entry for the first few days when the crowds are heavier and stay out later as spring break crowds taper down towards the end of our trip. I got the family to commit to the strategy earlier today and felt good putting the finishing touches on our plan when lo and behold, Disney goes and extends the hours. With early entry now starting at 7:30 a.m. some days at the Magic Kingdom, that hour feels like a huge difference. I'm doubting whether we can get going that early, but I'm also struggling to find an alternative. I think we just need to get up at a time that works, accept that crowds will be heavy, and do what we can to maximize our time. Will Captain Cook's and other resort quick service restaurants open earlier to accommodate earlier park hours? As if there's not enough to do at 7 a.m., do we need to rope drop breakfast too? We're on a meal plan, so a table service breakfast in the park won't be an option. What's your favorite quick service breakfast in the parks? Bonus points for egg and nut allergy friendly options. On the plus side, Animal Kingdom is staying open until 8 p.m. some nights, so it'll be our first trip as a family. We'll go see Pandora at night. Thanks for all your help. Bill is in Del Mar, New York. All right. So here's the thing. I mean, I hate to give him bad news, but yeah. I mean, over spring break, if there is any possible way, maybe half of the days, if you can rally the troops to get out early, I mean, you're on the monorail. If you can get there for rope drop, you are going to see such a return of investment by being there early at the Magic Kingdom. I think you'll win your family over if you do it once. That you'll probably get him to do it 2 or 3 more times throughout the trip. I know it's vacation.
As a sleeper inner? No.
I get up at 4:30 every morning. So I get it. Like, I mean, that would not be a problem for me. But I understand. It's hard. I don't know. But I think maybe a compromise. Because if you say, you know, we're going to roll in at 9:30, It's rough. And then you're getting breakfast in the park. I mean, that's a time eater. Pam, let's talk this through with what Bill has going on here.
I know. So the quick service locations are not going to be open earlier than 7. 7 is when they open. The only time that you'll see sort of a variance of that is typically during Run Disney weekends. They might have something over that's a grab, but I believe Captain Cook's is 24 hours for some things.
Yeah,
I don't know that they'll have a hot breakfast ready, but that's something that you can always, you know, look at while you're there to figure that out. Otherwise, you're going to be having breakfast in the parks, which is sort of a challenge. There's only a few locations. Thankfully, Magic Kingdom is one of those parks that has more than one location open for breakfast, but there's a lot of the other parks, there really aren't a lot of different choices, especially if you're looking for a hot breakfast. You're really looking at Starbucks. And as much as I enjoy Starbucks, those the lines in the morning are typically not what we're going to do.
No.
It's just not happening. So I think the compromise here is to not feel like you have to do it at every park. It's absolutely going to be most effective at the Magic Kingdom. And so I would take advantage of that. Talk your family into it. You're right there. Do it earlier on in the trip, as Mike suggested, and see how everyone responds. Nothing is worth everyone being miserable.
That's true. Yeah.
Nothing.
If it doesn't work,
there's not one thing.
Yeah. I agree.
It just isn't. If I had to have my family happy and just, you know, getting along versus missing the big attraction at each of the theme parks, I would miss the big attraction any day.
Same.
And keep my family happy. Because at the end of the day, it's not really about what you have checked off. It is about the time that you all have spent together. And I try to tell everyone that. And I know everybody wants to feel like, you know, they're getting their money's worth and whatnot, but it's a long day, especially when they've extended the hours. I don't want to be in the parks from opening to close. And I don't think anyone else really does either. There's a lot of crabbiness that you see goes on there when the parks are open that long. So give everyone a little break, find a plan that you all can work with, and then go from there. But like Mike suggested, I think trying it once at the Magic Kingdom for that 7:30 early entry, see how it goes for you. And then you got to sort of take the pulse of everyone, see how they're doing with all that at other times. So,
because William's saying to stay in the chat here, saying to stay out late, right? Sleep in, stay out late, because you're going to have extended hours on the back end too. But here's the thing, they're 9 and 5, the kids. And I just think 9 and 5 year olds are going to tucker out. You know, I don't think that it, you know, if they were like teenagers, That'd be the strategy, right? Stay out late every night. But I just say, especially a 5-year-old, even a 9-year-old, they're not going to be one that can rally late, you know, especially on a trip that's over a week long. I think you could get them up early a few times. And not every time. You know what I'm saying? Maybe every other day and sleep in every other day because you're at the Polynesian. I mean, enjoy the resort. That's why you're there.
Right. I agree.
So
I agree. I would be absolutely, you know, looking at that resort pool and a lounge chair.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, don't
spend and I, actually, time. I would probably be at the quiet pool, embracing some quiet,
and
whatever that is.
So, and also you can look at Sleepy Hollow for a quick breakfast. And also there's like those carts in Frontierland if you want to grab like a protein kind of sandwich, the one that's kind of across from where Country Bears was. Mm-hmm. It's not open, but... they have some options because I'm a big person that says you got to have some kind of protein in the morning. Like as much as I love the big cinnamon roll at Gaston's and I get it all the time with a Coke Zero, dude, an hour later, I loved it when I was eating it, but I'm like, I need something. I need protein. I mean, so get an egg
protein
sandwich.
Protein and or a nap.
Yeah. Or that. And Catherine in the chat says, my daughter also has egg and peanut allergies. The best thing for egg and peanut allergies is to see where you want to eat and speak with a cast member about the allergies you have. Unfortunately, you can't mobile order for multiple allergies on the app. So we appreciate that firsthand knowledge. All right. So let's see. We have another question about from Facebook over here from Kristen. Says we're looking at the fireworks dessert parties at the Magic Kingdom. So the fireworks are really popular today. Do you have any opinions on which is best, pre-post and the seated option? So Pam, you do these. So what do you think though? Do you like
the
pre or the post?
The party.
I do because I'm cheap. I just like I see him from like I say for Candlelight Processional. The Holy Spirit moves me from the American Adventure sign. You know what I'm saying? Like it gets me. I don't have to do the VIP seating. God speaks to me from back, back in the cheap seats.
I think my my motivator for this is that Steve would rather not watch whatever than so I like lure him with the dessert party. And actually I like the seating area for this so much that I don't really like most of the desserts, not because they're not good, just I'm not a dessert person, so I rarely eat many of the desserts. I'm just happy to have the seating location. And I will tell you, we typically choose to do the one that has lets us go in and see the fireworks and then does the dessert party afterwards. And I'll give a few reasons for this. First of all, I like being in the park when it's dark and when people are filtering out, and that's after the fireworks. So I get to go and enjoy a drink, some desserts, and just sit there and watch the park sort of empty after the fireworks. And I really appreciate that. I also don't want to feel like I have to be rushed before the fireworks. So I like doing the one afterwards. We rarely do the one with the seating because I want to be sort of in that big open space. And with the seating, there is a roof that sort of covers it. Not that it really hampers your view, but I like the view of the fireworks behind the castle, that straight on sort of view. And I think that from the area, the garden area there, that's my favorite. So
I'm with you. I would agree with all those points. I mean, I've done it once. I've done it once, and it was on your bill. So there you go.
I like it so much. I took our whole team. Actually,
I have this again. I've been talking about this digital frame that I bought on Amazon that I love. It finally went on sale. Like I had it in my cart for like 3 months, and it like boom, it went on sale for like half off, and I bought it. And I've been looking at all these pictures, and it's awesome because like it's listeners from the last 16 years. Like all the selfies are on this. Like if you're listening to the show, you're probably in the studio at some point throughout the day. And one of the pictures is me with that. I have like a shield of happily, like they gave you, you know how they always give you the sign to take your picture says happily ever after dessert party or something. And I am like the happiest guy because I'm getting ready to go in and just destroy about 1,000 desserts and get to watch fireworks like in an area where nobody else can come. I have the biggest grin on my face. I'm like, oh Lord, I'm getting it on. Here we go. I'm going to eat desserts. Anyway, Amy's got a question. Hey, Mike, first time trip coming up. We want to explore Walt Disney World as much as possible. Thinking of booking a full service dinner on our rest day from the Polynesian at a Skyliner resort so we can check out the Skyliner ride and possible resorts for future visits. Using only one credit dining plan meals, where would you eat? We're a family of four, mom, dad, two boys, 11 and 8, not overly picky eaters. Plan is to take a bus to Hollywood Studios and Skyliner from there. Already eating at Kona Cafe and Ohana for other booked meals. Your podcast has answered so many of our has answered so much for our trip already. Thank you for providing a great listen during my commute many weekday mornings. Amy's out in Connecticut. Well, thanks, Amy. We appreciate that. That's awesome. And have fun on your upcoming trip at the Poly. Man, we have some great listeners. If you ever want me to come down to the Polynesian and, you know, just talk to you while you're hanging out at the pool and give you a live podcast, give me a holler. I'll be over at the pop. So where would you go? They're going to ride the Skyliner to go eat.
I mean, hello, Primo Piatta.
they want to use a dining plan credit.
Table.
So table service.
I mean, they can use the quick service one there.
They could. Yeah, that'd be a good point. What about Sebastian's Bistro?
Sebastian's Bistro is a good choice for table service. But are they only open for dinner?
Yeah, I think they
open?
Yeah, but I think that's what they want is dinner.
Oh, okay. Then yes,
they want they're thinking of booking a full service dinner on their rest day.
Perfect. Okay, Sebastian's is great. And it's a great deal as well. So I would absolutely consider that. I'm trying to think.
Take it over to Ale and Compass. Like literally, I would ride it over to the Epcot area, walk over and do Ale and Compass because I think it's a great value and it's a good restaurant.
It's a good choice too.
I was thinking that and also Len has a good idea of Beaches and Cream.
That's going to be my next suggestion.
Yep. Or I was thinking Trattoria Al Forno.
Cape May too.
Yeah, it's a lot of good choices.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it's a buffet.
That's true.
And character one.
And it's an expensive buffet. So if you like seafood, it's a really good option for the dining plan.
Agreed.
I'm like really good. Really, really good.
I have not. So I've not been to Cape May except during COVID when they didn't have the characters. Now that was a that was a steal. We had breakfast at Cape May during COVID.
Yes, that was a great deal.
Oh my God, it was so cheap.
That breakfast was good.
And it was so good, and it was like really, really cheap. I couldn't believe it. Oh my gosh,
I really missed that breakfast. I would prefer that breakfast over the buffet breakfast any day. So I wish they'd bring that back, but I know they won't.
No, I don't want to bring back that time, but man, I remember.
No, I wouldn't bring back the time. I would just bring back the breakfast. I feel like that breakfast was solid.
It was more than solid. It was awesome. I don't know what the rankings go, but solid awesome right there.
Solid awesome.
All right, next question is from Ashley, and she's one of my great guests at the Magic for Less. And you know what? I love all my guests at the Magic for Less, but I always tell my wife this. Whenever I talk to Ashley, like email and book a trip for her, I'm like, Ashley's my guest from Alaska. She comes all the way to Walt Disney World from Alaska. I mean, I have guests that come from Australia and, you know, all over the place, England, which I think is amazing. But I mean, like Alaska. I don't know why. Like I picture Ashley like with like sled dogs, like, and here she comes, like coming to Alaska. And I know Ashley doesn't do that, but I mean, it is like, I don't know. I guess it's a sixth grade teacher of me. And like, I used to read Hatchet to my kids and all these like adventure books. I don't know what, like what Ashley's life is like, but Ashley, just so you know, Ashley, listener Ashley in Alaska, that's how I picture your life. And you probably picture my life in Missouri as something that it's totally not, because I'm a suburban dad, but it's all good. And that's how life makes it. That's why life's exciting. All right, next up, Mike, I need your help. I'm not a kid anymore, and I don't know how to adult. Well,
neither do we.
Ashley and I will get along great. This is awesome. I'm headed to Springtime Surprise on a solo trip. I was excited to see an after party at Typhoon Lagoon and bought a ticket. As we get closer, I'm realizing I don't know what I'm doing. God, we would get along so great, Ashley. You are so perfect. I haven't been to a water park since I was a teenager, and my mom did everything for me. How do you enjoy a water park as an adult? I have many questions. Do you bring towels, or are they there? Is it rude to save a chair the entire time? What do you do with your stuff? Leave it? I also imagine it's not as easy to walk around as an adult since things like chafing exist. Plus, barefoot on concrete after running 10 miles? Ouch. What tips do you have to make this magically fun night and not a water park regret? Thank you. Ashley from Fairbanks, Alaska. P.S. I rarely get to swim in the dark. We don't have outdoor pools here. This is exciting when I don't overthink it.
Yep, I love this.
This is great. It's a great email. I am nominating this email for the Be Our Guest podcast Hall of Fame of emails right here.
That's awesome. For like 17 and there are reasons. Honestly a lot of good questions in here that you really don't think about when you
this is great.
Because you know you don't go to water parks every day. So I mean, okay, first of all, I'll help out with a couple things. I think you can rent towels, but I prefer to just bring my own. It's just a me thing. I would much rather have my own giant beach towel and pop it in a bag and take the bag with me. That's just kind of my theory. That's just me. I personally think you're going to be fine to just grab a chair and, you know, put your stuff there. But that, again, that's just me. I don't think it's going to be that busy at this event that you're going to need to worry about that. I know a lot of people worry about like their valuables and things like that. They do have lockers if you are super worried. I always take a chance.
I just like, I don't know why, but like I'll put my phone like in my shoe. Like somebody's like,
like
my shoes, like this big, you know, like it's like a safety to like security box or something.
Gonna get their hand in your stinky shoe.
Nobody's going in Ramen's left shoe, dude. That is the most vile place.
Now you let your secret out.
Everybody knows. I mean, do you not think people put stuff in their shoe? I mean, that's what people from Missouri do. But the thing is,
a lot of places do. Yeah.
Just don't look at my right shoe. But I mean, I don't want to tell the listeners that, because what if somebody does steal their stuff?
I know. That's true. That's true. I think like you can buy like lock box.
You can
use a locker. Yeah, they have lockers.
You can attach. Yeah. So like they have them on Amazon, right?
Yes, they do. And so then if someone were trying to do that, it actually like puts out an alarm and then people would know. And
so there's that. That's an option.
That's awesome.
As far as like walking around, I mean, there are water shoes, so you could do that. That's always like I own a pair of water shoes. Yep, I'm fully gonna admit it for reasons like this. Like
Lake of the Ozarks, baby.
I do not. I will tell you, I've never worn water shoes.
Really?
Not
oh my gosh.
In my whole life.
I don't know.
Nope, I will do it for this purpose and this purpose only. Also for the purpose of like around here we have the lake. And we'll are the river and we'll go tubing on the river occasionally and I'm not putting my feet anywhere in that river, so like I'm not slipping on a rock, so I have water shoes for that purpose and that purpose. So I mean that's an option for you. I don't think they have like little I know like on the cruise ship they have like little cubbies for you to put your shoes and stuff like that, like before you get on the Aquamouse and stuff, but I don't think they have that at the water parks. So I'd do you know water shoes. That's what I would do. So you don't, and I don't worry about chafing. I never thought about that actually, to be honest. So.
Body Glide. I mean, runners always have Body Glide. I mean, if you got to worry about that, just, I mean, it's like similar to running, I guess. I don't know.
That's
I don't get that, but like my feet are so tore up. I don't wear water shoes either. I mean, I can't hardly feel the bottom of my feet anymore. Because after
I have
the running,
a problem with like touching slimy things. Like it grosses me out. So
fine.
Like
just wash them
if
off.
I felt it on my, if I, no. Like it's a real thing. Like it's a real like phobia. I can't do it. It's like Pam and her sticky thing. She can't do that. I can't do like slippery things on my, no. So my feet, no. My hands, no. Just no. So, avoid. So water shoes.
My boy Scotty G though, this dude, he's part fish. He is always in a pool at Walt Disney World. Like if you ever follow him on social media, every day he'll be in a pool at his resort. I mean, he's going to be there this weekend. Watch Epcot. He will be in a pool with his wife, with Emily, with a drink and with some cool hat on. He'll be in a pool at least every day, probably at night, probably twice a day. Dude loves to swim, but he raves about these H2O glow nights because he got rained out for one and almost cried. It was like a DVC private one that got rained out. Dude, he was so sad. He called me. He was messed up. Pam, have you gone to one of these things? Because I have not had the opportunity to do one of these night events at the water parks.
So when they started it, they actually had a media event that they invited us down for. And we got to see. So they're really kind of cool because they have a lot of glowy things, like from food to straws to, you know, things to sort of like plus up the water parks, which by the way, the water parks are really great to begin with. I think it's just sort of, you know, it's away from really the hustle, the true hustle and bustle of the theme parks, and a way to just do some fun water stuff. I agree with Scott. We love to swim. I would do it anywhere, anytime. I do miss the snorkel reef.
That was so cold. Oh my God. Right? I forgot about the shark reef or whatever that was called. We did that back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, that was cold.
It is cold, but it was really kind of a cool thing. But yeah, I like it. And again, I think that swimming at night is one of those things that's just kind of better. Like it just has like an air of mystique to it, right? Mm-hmm. Doing the lazy river at night, the wave pools. I think those are awesome. So yeah, I could bob out there in the wave pool for hours. I truly could. Like treading water is like my superpower along with some other things, but I think I can do it for forever. Steve's always like, oh my gosh, you're still treading water. Like, yes, I am. Treading water and swimming. So anyways, it's a fun time. But I think that it's a cool thing to get to do. I'm glad to see that Disney is offering them, continues to offer these. Mm-hmm.
So have fun, Ashley, and let us know how it goes. And you can save, especially for that event, just throw yourself on a chair. Nobody's going to care. There's tons of chairs at the water parks for Disney. It's not like a cruise. Now, on a cruise line, that's an issue. Like, people get up in arms. Like, about saving chairs on cruise lines?
I mean,
like, Royal's got a whole new like policy. Like I've read about it. Like they go around and put a sticker, like there's a timestamp and they will at 8:32, if like you got stuff on there, they'll make you walk the plank and like they'll just drop you right into the ocean. They will not come back and get you. It's for real. No, just kidding. They won't, but they'll throw your sneakers in. Just saying. Pam, that's true, right? They'll just
it's 100% true, and I wish
chuck
all
them right over the side of the
it.
Ship. They just like you put your stuff on a chair that is like whoop right off the side of the boat.
Boom. Right. Yes, it's gone into the ocean. But no, I would love if Disney Cruise Line would do this. They put a little sticker if it has been more than 30 minutes
or
45 minutes and no one has been there. because what happens is people go out at like one member of the party, yep. Grandpa, who is up at 4:30 with Mike, goes out there at 4:30, sticks mm-hmm. like a flip-flop on 10 yep. different chairs, holds the whole dang row so that everyone in his party could not just have one chair, but two chairs yep. if mm-hmm. they like it. And then there just is, there aren't enough chairs for everyone, which is just sort of dumb and a little bit of a selfish move, but you know,
a little bit. No, it let's call a spade, it's a selfish move.
All right. Like, I don't care how many chairs you hold if it's not busy. Once it gets right. busy,
yeah.
then we have a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Last question of the day. No, call me grandpa. Daniel says, go cards, M-I-Z. Hey, BOGB crew, we're a party of six. It'll be an Epcot for my daughter's 21st birthday in July. I'm curious, what's the quickest way to get to Disney Springs using free Disney transportation after Epcot closes? No Uber, Lyft, town car, or minivans allowed. Thanks, Daniel. ZOU. So they want to get from, so they're going to be in Epcot, 21st birthday. Mm-hmm. They want to get to the Springs after Epcot closes.
Disney bus.
Yeah.
That's the only way. If they don't want to take.
I'm trying to say they could, so they could take the Skyliner to. Yeah, just be a bus would be the fastest way.
No, bus is going to be the. Yeah.
Because, I mean, if they're celebrating a 21st birthday at Epcot, you do not want variables.
No.
You could end up. You could end up downtown. Yeah. Like, how'd this happen? Like, why are we at. Why are we at a soccer game downtown? Why are we seeing whatever?
Decisions could be made and they may not be the right one.
Correct.
Just go to the thing that says Disney Springs and get on the big yes. long car. Exactly. Exactly. We do not want a lot of change in. Yeah, totally.
I would be Ubering personally.
Yeah, I think I would too. That might be the best money you ever spend on that vacation. But
it's true.
I mean, hey, but I mean, the bus is a direct shot. So do that. Yeah. All right,
fairly direct, yes.
Yes, I mean, it's right there.
There is an error. There's a variable here for error, so.
Get there. Okay, so that's going to do it for today's show. But here's the cool thing. We keep the conversation going between shows on our Discord channel. And it sounds kind of confusing. It's just a big chair. It's like the message boards back in the day. Speaking of 16 years of the BRGS podcast, we used to have a huge community on our V-Bulletin message boards. We have that again. It's just our Discord board. So come on over. It's brguestpodcast.com/Discord. That's all you got to do. There's also an app. Just get the Discord app and come on over and join us. The conversation's going. We had over 500 people join us in the first couple of weeks, and it's just a ton of fun. So join us at brguestpodcast.com/Discord. Also, the show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. You know what we're doing this week? We're putting people on cruise ships. For the summer of 2025, the magic, the wonder, the dream, the fantasy, the wish, and guess what? The treasure is available to book too. And we're woo-hoo! Not just sending people all around the world. We have a new destination. How about Lighthouse Point this time around?
Cannot wait.
That's right.
To experience that.
It's in this. It's down in Antarctica. No, just kidding. It's not. No. It's kind of close to Castaway Key, but it's a whole new experience. So all those people are like, I've been to Castaway Key 10 times. Well, you got a new place to go now, Lighthouse Point. Let's get you out there sailing with the Disney Cruise Line in the summer of 2025. We're also booking Walt Disney World, Disneyland Adventures by Disney. You want to go into a Disney destination, we are ready to help you plan that trip for no additional cost to you. So just swing by the website today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our Patreon supporters. You guys make the show possible. You can support us as well. Just $5 a month. That really helps us out. And you get a bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. This week, we talked about ice cream. You scream, I scream. We all scream for ice cream. Get the show right now. Just go to patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Give us a follow on social media as well. Ricky's at Ricky Nibs, RIKKINIBS. Pam's at TMFLT Pam. I'm at BR Guest Mike on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. And give Scotty G a follow because he's going to Walt Disney World this weekend at Ep Scott as well. This Sunday night, the BOGP open line, it's just going to be you and me. So I need your calls. Get on the horn. Give me a call. Let's talk Disney. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. It's your show. We talk Disney. We have a blast. So I'll talk to you on Sunday night. All right. So until we get back together again on Friday, you guys take care of each other and stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.